A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. We are live at the City Creek Center. We're right outside the brand new City Creek location of the Cafe Rio, which we will be enjoying later. So don't worry about us, okay? Don't you dare worry about Scott Mitchell and I. We're going to be fine. You know who else is just fine? Coach Tim Lacombe. He's joining us on the program on the Smart Rain guest line. Best of state winner Smart Rain. Incredible Black Friday offerings. It's going all through the rest of this month, so you got to act now. Smart Rain giving away free controllers with a free Apple iPad to commercial properties who sign up for paid cellular. Just go to their website, smartrain.net. Coach, impressions of last night's win first, right off the bat here.
Oh, man, I thought the Jazz played the best game they played all year. A complete game, really good focus, and a ton of ball movement, a lot of shot making, everything we kind of expected going into the year.
So I think I'm going to go into full Jazz fan mode.
Oh, boy. Here comes Jazz fan Scott Mitchell.
And I want to get your thoughts on this, Coach, before I do it. Because the thing that I've noticed about the Jazz this year is they've been consistently inconsistent. I mean, they've just kind of – they've lost some games. You just kind of go, and you know, they shouldn't have lost, and you kind of shake your head at – they just haven't got on that, like, good run, you know, and just had that consistent where they – you know, they win, you know, 12, 13, 17 games, and, you know, and then and they just haven't done that this year. So I feel like to kind of jumpstart it, I need to get into this mode. And the full Jazz fan mode for me is to just ignore them. Just to just go, they're just not there. I don't care anymore. I'm not investing any emotional
energy
in them anymore.
So you don't care until they win 10 games in a row?
I'm not going to watch. And I'm just not going to pay attention to anything.
How dare you?
Well, but it's what you have to do as a fan in order to really support your team is to just kind of, you know, because you want it too bad. You want things to go, you know, well. You want them to win, and you're like, and you just maybe I'm just. I'm forcing things too much, and I have too many expectations. So Coach, am I a crazy fan here, or is there any legitimacy to my idiocy?
Oh, no. I mean, I think you're a tremendous idiot. No. I really don't. I just couldn't pass up the line. I just could not pass up the line.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
No, I just, you know, I can see that, you know, fans really do want something – consistent. They want to cheer for a team that wins every game, and you know, unfortunately, it just doesn't exist in our world. And I'm actually on the other side. I think I actually kind of enjoy watching the team progress. I guess maybe that's because I've kind of studied the game for so long. But you know, I see things and I notice things, and I think what the Jazz are going through right now, I think they're being reminded that the team really is the most important thing, and they have. They have sensational players, but the team itself is what really makes this team good.
Portland's not a good road team, obviously one of the worst in the league. And so I guess just having a great performance when you're supposed to have a great performance is what you need to do as a team. What is that progress, though, that you've seen over the season so far, Tim?
Well, I think they could have gone about it a million different ways last night and won, you know. I think it's the way they did it. It was good intensity defensively. I mean, I think Rudy is extremely active, you know, way more active even than last year in impacting plays. And then, you know, when the team plays together, this team, when the ball moves and they make shots, it's a thing of beauty. And I think they just kind of had to be reminded of that. But they chose to play that way last night, and they got the reward for doing it.
Joe Ingles seems to play better if he's starting or he's kind of getting more minutes or different minutes. What's your take on that theory and how he fits into the team?
I'd almost ask you that, Scott. What was it like being, I would imagine you're one of the best players at anything you did. And then, you know, you go to the NFL and you're playing behind somebody. What's it like, right? I mean, that'd be a question I'd have for you before I
ask
mine.
The answer?
Yeah.
The answer is, like, you never get over pregame jitters. I mean, you live with that for a long period of time. And you also know that, like, it's like you have to be instant offense, or you have to be on the moment you get in the game, like, you, because the game's already flowing when you get in there, and you have to create ways to create that energy and that to match what's already existing.
Oh, I like,
you know,
that. I love that.
Early in a game, you start kind of get in the flow with everybody else, you know, and you get through that, but. To wait and to still have, because everyone has those pregame nerves or those, you know, because you're going out to perform. It's just a natural function that your body creates, and having to deal with that is so much harder when you're a guy, you're a role player, you're a backup player. It's you know, you think of guys that come in baseball and have to pinch hit. You know, it's just a hard thing when you haven't really been into the flow of the game. And not everyone can do it. Not everyone can do it well. And so yeah, people understanding or fitting in a role, it is different for different players.
And I think Joe addressed it last night. You know, he talked about, you know, that of course he probably likes starting more, but it really, you know, it doesn't matter. He's gotten to that point in his career. And I think there's something to that. I mean, it's pretty interesting. To look at it. David mentioned it last night too. The team just is, you know, Joe does so many really great things, but he's a supreme floor spacer. Mm-hmm. And when he's out there, the other guys, you know, they get about an extra foot and a half because teams do not want to leave that dude because he can make you pay. He can make you pay really quick.
You know, Coach, it's interesting you brought that up about, you know, Joe kind of accepting a different role. And we've seen him sort of shifting into that role over the years. We've been able to all kind of watch it happen. But I see a guy like Rudy Gay who comes into the team and just goes, plug me in and I'm going to make this thing work. How important has he been in that getting him in immediately and getting him scoring immediately and having the impact on the team that he's had? What has that meant to Quinn Snyder's team so far this year?
Man, I just think, you know, it's such a luxury to have a guy, like you say, who has got so much experience and an unbelievable sheet of accomplishments, but in this phase of his career, he's willing to come in and do whatever a team needs. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've seen in him. I think he's been better than I expected early. I thought it'd take him a little while longer, but his shot is pure. And I just love his size and length and what it does for the Jazz versatility.
So you talked about watching this team evolve, and you like seeing it develop and play out. And what point do you get where you get concerned, or, you know, like, maybe this team isn't quite what we thought they were? Or at what point does this kind of all gel together and this team just really takes off?
Well, I think, you know, last year we got to watch a team that really, you know, from the very beginning of the season, once they got it figured out, they kind of rolled through the West and ended up with the number one seed. And I think they look back on it and said, hey, we used a lot of energy there. And, you know, I think you're always judged on how far you can get, you know, and this team they broke down a barrier last year. They got through that first round, and now I know they want to do another one. You know, they want to get to the Western Conference Finals, and I think it's going to be a journey to watch because I don't think that's something that can be settled to then, right? But I think they've got the pieces to do something like that for sure.
What's on Coach Tim Lacombe's Christmas list this year? What are you looking forward to under that tree there, Tim?
You know what, man? I'm just hoping for continued good health. You know what
Look
I mean?
Look at that. See, at this phase in your career, like you've just shifted into a different headspace, and I really appreciate that about you.
No, I have, man. I really am. I want to be with I want to be with my people, man. My grandson, I love him to death. So
that's so
I don't
cute,
know.
Man.
I don't really have a I don't really have anything that I'm just dying to have, man. Right. But.
Scott,
yeah.
throw those AirPods away for Coach.
I was thinking of the two first class airline tickets we had. We'll take those back.
We'll just take those back. Scott was going to treat everybody really that old NFL use, money, dude.
Yeah, what I could really use is two first class tickets anywhere Delta flies. If you're offering,
if you're offering, there you go.
I'm just trying to figure out how you wrap up. Like health and wellness and put it in a package under the tree.
Because it's bigger than that, Scott. And Tim operates at a different level than we do because we're just looking for stuff and he's
well,
happy
I appreciate
with
his own. He talked me off the ledge.
Well,
about
and you guys
being
both you guys both have
fan.
You guys both have brand new grandkids this year, and so it offers more perspective. So and that perspective is only something that I can get from my older colleagues like you and Coach. So I appreciate that.
Older.
There you go.
Older
well,
colleagues.
I can't speak for you, Tim, but I got hair.
I got a lot of hair. Boo. So. No, you can speak for Tim. Tim has more hair than definitely than me combined. But, Coach, we appreciate it. We're going to get some more breakdowns. I can't wait to be in the studio with you guys again. It's always fun to hang out, man.
Yeah, love you guys. Have a great night.
All right, there's Coach Tim Lacombe. Brought to you by LHM Used Car Supermarket. Over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory. Shop online, lhmusedcars.com. Coach, bringing the perspective, you know, grow up a little bit, all right? It's not about stuff. Scott Mitchell, how dare you?
Well, I think it's a fascinating thing with – because in the NFL, you're like, every game matters.
Yeah.
Like, you got to win every game. And in the NBA, it's like – losing kind of helps you win in the NBA.
Well, and they kind of pick
and
choose.
To kind of figure things out, and they know, wow, we got to kind of let this whole thing develop over time.
There are some games where they literally are like, it's not really worth our – you're not going to get our 100% tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a – and I understand. I mean, that's like that in the NFL too, where it's a marathon type of mentality. It's not a sprint, but every game matters, you know.
Right.
And so it's your emotional energy that you spend – on each game that helps pace you through a season.
Sure.
And that's the same in any sport.
Let's take a break here. We're going to come back. Got our 2-minute drill right around the corner. So much more to go. If you missed it, the college football playoff rankings came out. We'll roll out for you where BYU and Utah ended up. Stay right here with us. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone Sports Network.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.